Okay, good morning, good Tuesday. I'm Mechaber Saneru. It says the Mishnah in Shabbos Perek Beis Mishnah, hey, if a person puts out a candle on Shabbos, he wants to wipe out the candle, because he's afraid of the Goyim. For instance, it's a non-Jewish holiday. The Persians, Rashi explains, that the Persians would have a certain holiday, and they didn't allow anybody to have any light in the town except in their base avodah zarah. If a person has to put out a candle in its own because of that, or mipnei listim, or because he wants to hide from the criminals, or mipnei ruach ra, certain type of ruach ra, which is not comfortable in the dark. V'im b'shvil chole, she'achole she'ishan, or you have a chole who's trying to sleep, and he cannot sleep if the light is on. And of course, we're assuming, says the Gemara, we're dealing with a chol sheyesh bo sakana. Potter, in all these cases, a person is not chayev. And if anything, maybe chayev lechatchila to put out the candle in this situation, since there is a sakana, right? And the only reason why we use the word potter over here is for the contrast of the rest of the Mishnah. Kechas al haner, if he put out the candle because he was worried, he didn't want the oil to go out, or kechas al hashemen, he was worried to save the oil for another time, or kechas al hapsile, he was worried about saving the wick, so then chayev, he was going to be liable. And even though this is what we call a malacha sheina tricha lagufa, he's putting out the candle not for the candle's sake, right? He doesn't need the actual act of extinction. He's doing it because he wants the candle or the oil or the wick. Still, he's going to be chayev according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says malacha sheina tricha lagufa is chayev. Rabbi Yossi poter bekulan. Rabbi Yossi, who agrees with Rabbi Shimon, whom we'll learn about soon, who says a malacha sheina tricha lagufa, when a person does an action, in this case the extinguishing, but not for the purpose, there's no direct benefit from the act of extinguishing for extinguishing's purpose, and he says in such a situation you'd be pater, so he would say you'd be pater. Chutz min apsila, except for the person who wipes it out for the purpose of the saving the wick, when you extinguish a wick, you wind up making it easier to light the wick next time. And so therefore, in the act of extinguishing, a person winds up gaining. And so therefore, that would be forbidden. The Mishnah now continues in Mishnah Vav and tells us, Al shalosh averos nashemesos b'shas leidasan. There are three averos which are specifically identified as specifically women's averos, and therefore, at the time when the women are at most besakana, and they need the miracle, so God checks into them to see, do they have enough zechuyos to merit the miracle. So there are three of them that cause them to unfortunately expire at the wrong time. Al she'enam zehiros benida, when a woman is not careful with hilchos nida, ubechala, and with the process of hafrashas chala, right, ubehadlaka saner, and she's not careful over here with hadlakas ner. These are three mitzvos that are mesuros lenashim, and the Gemara points out that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I commanded you on these particular things. I gave you neshama shenasati bochem keruya ner. I gave you a neshama if you kept, and it's called a ner. If you keep it, great, and if not, I'm going to take your neshama. And since the women were given the special opportunity to perform these mitzvos, if they do not do so, it's going to cause a challenge to the Gzar Din. So, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the opportunity to provide over here. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should make sure that our women are protected, not only b'shas ha-sakana b'shas leida, but also throughout our lives. We'll continue and conclude this wonderful parak and start the next one when we meet again tomorrow morning.